Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Goth Crafter Paper Crafting Podcast. I'm sorry, it's been over a week since I've had another podcast, and I messed up and put the last episode as episode number 4 when it should have been number 3, so I have to put this one on as number 3. And the question I have today is, where do you find your inspiration? For me, I find my inspiration many places. I have some people that I follow on Instagram that make wonderful ephemera and wonderful journals, and I get ideas. Not necessarily to copy them, but something that I might see gives me an idea. There's always Pinterest, but for me, Pinterest, I get a little sidetracked on other things, such as music. So, if you hear any background noise, somebody is mowing and our dogs are barking and the air conditioner is on, so I hope that my microphone is working properly like it should. I find that I can't clip it onto my clothing because it doesn't work very well, so I have to hold it up to my face. I need to work on getting that done. I haven't done a video in over a week either. I started a new job and I teach children all day now online, but I absolutely love it. It's just a little time consuming, you know, finding different projects for them to do and activities and things like that to implement what we do in class. If any of you are teachers, then you know exactly what it's like. But I absolutely love it. I'm actually in college now to teach middle school and found that right now I'm teaching elementary and I absolutely adore it. So I might have to change my major to elementary education. But I do have training in ESL and that's actually what I teach. I have Chinese students. I absolutely adore them. I have a good time. But I find inspiration all over the place. Sometimes I'll be at a thrift store and I'll see, like, say, a piece of material and I'll be like, ooh, I can cover a journal with that. Or wouldn't that make wonderful page tags? Tabs. Or tags. I mean, tag toppers. You can use material for that. You can even cover a whole entire tag with the material and use that as well. There's a plethora of things that you can do with materials and laces and doilies and all kinds of things if that's your thing. Some people prefer minimalist journals, and that's totally fine, too. I've made a few of those myself. For those that maybe not like a whole bunch of embellishments in their journals, but really want them more for writing purposes, the next journal that I'm going to be working on, however, is a goth journal that I'll be using on my digitals with, which, by the way, are in my Etsy shop. So it's www.etsy.com/shop/thegothcrafter. So just in case you're looking for some digitals, I only have 2 sets of digitals in there, ladies and men, and they are vintage. Though I love gothic things and goth things, I also adore vintage things such as Victorian. I love things from the 1920s. All kinds of vintage things. I also found some digitals from a lady named Kate Sisova, I believe is her last name. Sisova Kate is who she is on Instagram, but I will have to find its old books and some and crafts or something like that on Etsy. But she has some wonderful goth digitals that I just picked up, and I'm saving those particular ones for a Halloween journal that I'm going to be working on, because y'all know Halloween stuff is my jam. I mean, you know, us goth people love Halloween stuff. Hell, we decorate with it all year round. but anyway, I can't wait to get started on the Halloween journals. I do Christmas journals, but I get more excited about the Halloween ones, you know? But she had some other digitals that I absolutely adore. And I mean, they're still gothic in nature, too, but they have browns in them, too, as well as the blacks, which will work great with my digitals because some of them are in, like, the the sepia tones and whatnot. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be working on here pretty soon, and I'll have a video up, because the first thing I want to do is start making ephemera. As I said before in a previous podcast, I don't generally mass make. I usually make as I'm working on a journal, because I don't know if I'll ever do that particular same style again. And not to say that I won't do goth journals again, because I love doing those, but I may not use the same ephemera pieces or anything in journals. I do like to change it up a lot so that I don't have the same things going on in my journals. I don't want to get stuck in a kind of a pigeonhole area there. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all like to keep it fresh and everything when you're doing journals. Those of you who do junk journals, y'all know what I mean. Yeah, I said y'all. I'm an English teacher, and I said y'all. of course, I'm from the Midwest, so the Midwest basically is the furthest south that northern people go, and the further north that southern people go, so they kind of end up in the middle with us. But, you know, I do have family that comes from the south, so y'all is technically proper from where they come from. anyway, I'm getting off on a different tangent altogether. But I hope y'all are having a wonderful day. And I'm just curious, you know, what inspires you guys? You can follow me on Instagram. It's www.instagram.com/thegothcrafter. I'm the Goth Crafter on Etsy, on YouTube. I have my own Facebook page. There's nothing on there exactly right now at this moment, because I just started the page, so trying to get, you know, different things posted up there as soon as I get more videos done and whatnot, so that other people of like minds can come and join me. You know, but, excuse me. Yeah, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, please, by all means, go ahead. I follow a lot of other junk journalers on Instagram as well. I'm found on Pinterest as well as the Goth Crafter. So, like I said, you can pretty much find me anywhere under that name. My real name is Tommy, for those of you who might want to call me Tommy. But, you know, hey, what inspires you guys? Go over to my YouTube page and leave me a comment on a video and let me know. What inspires you guys to do your junk journals? That's it for me today, and I will see you guys soon, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye!